This is our first Radio Active. Hope you enjoy it. Parkfield Extreme Radio. Fab Torbay, we're live at Fab Torbay Barton Church. Coming up, today's news. Features, adverts, discussion, music, news, weather, travelling and quiz. Our first song of the night is Ben Hainel. Enjoy.
I had a dream the other night about how we only get one life. Woke me up right after two, stayed awake and stared at you so I wouldn't lose my mind. And I had the week that came from hell. And yes, I know that you can tell. You're like the net under the ledge. When I go flying off the edge, you go flying off as well. And if we're only here once, I wanna live with
you. Got something I need. Drank too much. Call it a temporary crush. With broken words I tried to say, honey, don't you be afraid. If we've got nothing, we've got us. And if we're only here once, I wanna live with
you. Got something I need.
This is Stephen Scott, the first chair of the club.
Hello, I'm with third chair of the club. And by the way, my name is Matt.
I'm second chair of the club, and my name is Paul.
We do lots of activities, including football. Dodgeball, cricket, in the summer, and hockey games involved.
I do a quiz questions. We go out on activities. to Woodlands and Creeley.
Fab, can we do it once a year at Fab Club? It includes singing, telling jokes, and dancing, and our judges, Simon Cowell, which is by one.
We went there to a London trip. We went on London Eye.
London Eye. Then we were on a boat.
And Lion King.
We even do Winter Olympics, Summer Olympics. And the best thing was getting Mark soaked.
Yeah. Actually, it was.
It's not an Olympic sport.
A barbecue in this end of the summer year, we also do a barbecue
takeaway night. We've done Chinese, Mexican, American, McDonald's, KFC, Spanish, Brazilian. Yeah.
I don't know.
German.
And this is Stephen ending it all out for the chairs of the Fab Club.
Now it's Magnum Trainer with All About That Bass.
My name is Jason Murphy, and I am here doing an interview for another youth club that I am a member of, known as the Disability Council. And here is some information we have gotten from the club, from other members that are there at this very moment.
What do you enjoy about Disability Council then?
It's a really good place to be, and I feel comfortable coming here because it's nice to talk about how other people are feeling into the group. And it's nice to have a mixture of different age, and it's nice to talk about other things that other people can't normally talk about, and I feel so comfortable coming, and it's nice to talk about solving problems and that.
Is there anything you would like to see in the future of Disability Council?
More, I would say more people coming in the future. It's really fun to be here.
What do you enjoy about Disability Council so far?
Going out to have fun, usually hanging out with a ton of friends, and seeing what the future would be like in 2020.
What would you like to see in the future of Disability Council?
A lot of people coming here, having fun, having a ton of snacks, and going out anywhere. Anything fun.
What do you enjoy about Disability Council then?
It's a really good place to be, and I feel comfortable.
And I'm back again. This is Jason. I'm sure by now all of you listening on Facebook, Twitter, or live, I bet you're bored of my voice by now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce to you a very well-known ginger. Very, very well known for his talented voice and colourful hair. What he's known as... Here comes Ed Sheeran.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart heart could still pull us. Heart of 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the
Oakley. I'm one of the members of Fab Club here, and I'm here to ask one of the volunteers a couple of questions. Here's Craig.
Hi, my name is Craig Binney. I'm like one of the volunteer members to the Fab Club, which I've been doing for the past few years. And what I also tend to do is I also tend to volunteer with the younger group, which obviously we have on Wednesday nights, which we do age 9 to 13 years old. Basically, obviously, since obviously the middle of January, we obviously went into methane, but then when we started our first Fab night, which was the 21st of January, we only had about like up to a couple of children that only turned up. Like we only had about 2 children turn up, and then sort of like 2 to 3 weeks later, we then went to 3 children that came up, and then the fourth week after, we then had 6 children that turned up. And then sort of after the first half term, we actually managed to get up to 9 children. But the only thing that would do good is that if one of us could sort of come up with some ideas for anybody across Torbay to see if we could try and get a few more children to come along and take part in the Fab Club. And also, like, every summer, like, when we go out on certain trips, but even though it's pretty sad that we obviously won't be able to do it this summer because we obviously haven't obviously got the funding, but we're hoping for 2016, hopefully we'll get the funding to raise money for the Fab Club, and hopefully we'll try and go out on so many trips.
Are you finished now?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, what do you think of trains?
What I always tend to say about my trains is that, especially like because I've been the number one Great Westerner train spotter for like nearly 11 years now.
Wow.
And especially what I've also been hearing on the news about with certain amount of services, because I was up in Edinburgh just like over the first half term when I was staying up with my family up in Preston, Lancashire.
Craig, can you, you know, try to keep the whole thing short a little bit?
I won't be able to take
Not that. Too much details, please.
I won't be able to take that, okay, because my details were getting a bit longer than that, mate. Yeah.
Well, try to be, you know, short as possible.
It can't always be as short as possible, mate, because sometimes that doesn't always happen.
Well, just do what you can.
I can't really do what I can, mate. That bit will have to come last, because there could be a few longer bits.
Oh, God. All right, then. Well, I guess we're going to be here for the next half an hour.
Looks like it.
Okay, continue with your story, please.
Yeah, sorry, that, I was requested about whatever Oakley wanted me to keep it a little bit shorter, even if I can, if you wanted me to say it as quickly as possible before we run out of time. When I was up in Edinburgh over on holiday, there was like a few train companies that have lost out their franchise, which I know First ScotRail have lost out their franchise sort of to a German rail company, which starts on the 1st of April. But the actual first one that I only heard about was when East Coast started their new contract, which they became Virgin East Coast. But we're hoping that Virgin that run from London Euston will be called Virgin West Coast. So
Craig, how do you know so much about all that?
Because I know quite a lot of staff, and they've asked me to do a few tannoy announcements on services.
Do you work near the train station at all?
I have people that always say that with me, but they just asked me to do a few tannoys because they say, you know much more than I do.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but that is kind of true.
Yeah, too right. But Trump is, I've always had people that always say to me, you think whether I should apply for a job with certain railways, but the trouble is, people say that I haven't got the qualification to work for the railway.
That's too bad.
But that's why I decided to volunteer like I do at Torbay Special Needs Place Scheme, which I do with Steve Hogan and Sue Thompson.
Like here at Fab Club as well.
Yes, indeed. But I also do like my quality of my level one coaching football, like when I coach Paul Mitchell and everybody.
Wow, you got quite a busy life.
Oh yeah, I always have a really busy life, especially the only thing that I'm hoping it will do good is that hopefully if we can try and get a few more people like from certain different schools, like say Cwmhafod or Mayfield, because one time I went to Watcombe Primary School when I was doing a little job for Mark. I spoke to one of the staff in the reception, and Mark just could not believe when they paid them to charge us £10, but he think it was an absolute rip-off.
Really?
Yeah, really. Mark just couldn't believe it. It just wasn't fair.
Did he by any chance, you know, blow his top?
Well, he didn't say, but he said, just get lost.
I'm pretty much doubt Mark would say things like that.
Well, I've said that it wouldn't be fair to say that in front of somebody because I think they might not like you.
Is that it?
Thank you, Craig, for that interesting long story. Oh, and Oakley. Thank you, Oakley.
You're very welcome.
He is amazing. He's brilliant. And he has a great song, great personality. He brings it to life. Here's Pharrell Williams. And the song's called Happy from the movie Despicable Me.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Doing three quiz questions. If you can, after I've gave you all three, can you write it down or email it to the Barton Baptist Church. This is the first quiz question. What film stars three Ninja Turtles? Second question.
Which three members in NDoves? Third and final question. What is the team at the top of the Premier League last year? Yes, this is Stephen signing out. You can win, if you get them right, three badges. One badge.
The next song is Bruno Mars. Uptown Funk.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, oh!
Stop. Wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Like a dragon bone, a retirement. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, oh!
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it.
This is Paul,
the second chair, we are introducing the pub. We go once a month, every Monday. Not every Monday. To the Prince of Orange. We play, we have a game of darts, we play pool, we even had an interview with the bar manager. Oh, no, I'm going to do it now.
To it?
Yeah, I need number one.
You enjoying your time at the pub?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy dodgeball? What did you find good about it?
It was funny.
It was funny?
Yeah.
Okay, what was funny about it?
Boring.
Was it by one win over? How does it feel to lose?
It's a friendly game, that's all it is.
So how does it feel to win?
It feels brilliant!
Okay. It's a bit hype winning wins.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. Thank you.
Myself and my partner have been managers here since April last year. We really enjoyed working here. We enjoyed the pub and the local community. We had a really busy Christmas, especially Christmas Eve and Boxing Day. We even opened Christmas Day for the locals between 11 and 2 so they could have a drink before their Christmas dinner. This year we're looking forward to Easter and the summer. Because as you would know, we have a lovely beer garden and play area for the children, and hopefully that will attract a lot of people within the community as well as tourists.
My name is Leah. The singing the song is going to be Chandelier.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring on my doorbell, I feel the love, I feel the love.
Tonight, all for tonight, all for tonight. 'Cause I'm just holding on for tonight.
tonight. Yes, I'm just holding on for tonight. Oh, I'm just holding on for tonight. On for tonight. On for tonight.
Now, I'm going to introduce you a very important man who runs this Fab Club. It's Mark.
Thank you very much, Josh. I think everybody tonight has done absolutely brilliant.
I agree.
Some of you have been very nervous and you've still managed to speak, so well done.
Yep. How long have you worked at Fab?
Oh, crikey. I've been here about 17 years now, I think. Man and boy. Or boy and man. Whatever way round it is.
That makes you a very old man, then, by the sound of it.
Thanks. Well, that was a good thing to say. Thank you. Moving on to Stephen, maybe?
Mark, how many members started when you first started this club up?
I think there was just myself and one other helper, and we had about 8 or 9 young people coming. And one of them was yourself. And you were 8. So you've been coming a long time.
Dad, what did you do on Wednesday? Stayed at Barton Bradford Church.
Thank you, Matthew. That's a good question. We've started a new junior Fab Club now. For anybody 9 or even 8, getting on 9 to 13, 14 years old, from 6 o'clock to 8. Half 6 to half 8. I've forgotten the time. Is it half 6 to 8 o'clock, isn't it? That's it. Half 6 to 8 o'clock. And anyone's welcome. We forgot to say earlier that FAB stands for physically disabled and able-bodied. So anybody with a disability or not a disability are more than welcome. And also we're looking for more adult volunteers. If anybody's listening to this that wants to get involved, please contact me. Our number's on the website. Give us a ring. I'd be very grateful.
It's FAB Talkie.
Thank you, Matt. That's a very good point. Yeah, fabtalkie.info. Okay, Stana, you have a question for me, I believe?
Yeah. Last week we have Chinese food in here.
We did, yeah. We had a lovely meal, and it was thanks to Wox Chinese in Barton across the road. They provided all the food for us, and we must say thank you very much. Can everybody yell thank you to them?
Thank you!
We are very grateful. The food kept coming and coming, and I didn't think we'd eat it all. And then a huge bowl of chips came as well, which Craig was grateful because he only eats Chinese chips, he told me. So so we all went home really full last weekend. So thank you, Wox, for that. It was very kind of you. And you've done it a few times now for us. So thank you. Also, before I forget, Matthew insists I send an apology to the nation on behalf of Jason, who didn't mean any offence to people with ginger hair. Yeah. Okay, so we're sorry about that. Thank you. Yeah. Well done, guys.
Thank you, Mark, for that.
And now we've got a little feature for you that we recorded earlier. Hello, Oakley. Hello. Just come to interview you. Okay, you sit here every Monday, do you, on this special table?
I don't always sit here on Monday. All right, I'll admit, I do sit here most of the time on Mondays. But I do get up and walk around.
Okay, but sometimes, do I make you do other things?
By force? No. By asking nicely? Yes.
Okay, oh, I forgot about Stano just coming over. Yes, Stano's been doing some special cooking. Do you want to tell the radio audience what you've been cooking?
We've been cooking Robin Robes.
Robin what?
Rocky Rose.
Not Robin. So have you eaten it yet?
Not yet, after the talk.
What's it looking like?
Good.
Good, thank you. Did you enjoy cooking it? Have you learned how to do that now?
Yes.
What ingredients did you use to make it?
Marshmallows. Chocolate and then biscuits.
Yum, yum, yum. That sounds great. Hi, Emily. You're doing some drawing at Fab Club. Do you like doing it? What about you, Laura? Are you enjoying drawing your girls?
I'm doing great.
Drawing. Who are you drawing?
Emily and Jill and me.
That's really good. They look very good. Well done.
How far do you come to get to Fab Club?
Brixham, actually, about 45 minutes.
And how do you get here, Lloyd?
Bus, usually.
What bus do you get?
The 12 and 31, there you go.
And do you have to pay, or have you got free
travel? My bus pass, actually.
You've got a bus pass, yeah. Yeah? So that's not too bad. But it takes you a while.
Yeah.
What time do you get home?
Roughly.
10:30.
10:30?
Yeah.
I'm Joshua. My friend Emily would like to say something. Oh, my God, thank you, Emily. That's really sweet. Right, I'm going to introduce you to a very, very good legend, superstar. He wrote so many songs that are good, and now he's gone. Everyone still loves his song. It's the brilliant Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Thank you.
close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Hello, you've been listening to Parkfield Extreme Radio. We're coming live from Fab Club here. Thank you for listening to us tonight. This is our first ever live broadcast, and we hope you've enjoyed it.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you for listening. Yeah!